Board Gaming with English. This is Board Gaming with English, where your hosts, Dustin and Rich, introduce tabletop games to help you improve your English.
Welcome to Season 3.
Yep, welcome to Season 3. I'm your host, Rich, and this is...
Dustin.
And we are so excited to start our Season 3 of Board Gaming with English.
Before we start, what is Board Gaming with English?
So Dustin and I, we are teachers that teach international students or students abroad outside of the United States. And our idea is to help teachers or students use board games to help them learn.
Yeah, so our podcast, if you are someone who is learning English, this is a great podcast to help you learn and practice English. Be sure to listen to the Learner Edition episodes. These are episodes to help you learn English and understand some games that will help you practice or improve your English. But what if you are a teacher or educator, board game professional? What episode is good?
Well, those would be Teacher Edition episodes.
Teacher Edition.
And yes, with the Teacher Edition episodes, we talk to some people in the board gaming industry. We interview some educators, and Dustin and I also share some experience on what games we use in the classroom, again, to kind of bring together educators and board games into the class.
Yeah. So what is Season 3 then?
Yeah, Season 3. So we have some new board games that we like to share with our audience. One of them is called That's a Question.
That's a Question.
Yep. That game is basically students practice asking questions, simple enough.
Yeah, so that's just a taste. We're also going to introduce a couple other games. One is Snake Oil. So, Snake Oil, if you play this game, you are a salesman and you're trying to sell this really weird item. So you get two words like oily apple. Hmm. And how would you sell that to maybe the customer this time is a teacher? How would you sell that to a teacher?
Oh, that's an easy one. I would tell the teacher, this apple you have here, as soon as you bite it, all students will go quiet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that's a good apple. And then another game that we will talk about this season, as well as many others, but a preview of a third game is called Yes, with four S's, I think.
I think it might be three, but we'll
three
look
S's
at that later.
Okay.
And what is Yes, Dusty?
So in Yes, it's like a word association game, similar to Codenames. It's a word association game. This is a game we talked about Season 1. So you connect two ideas between the two other pictures, and you have to think of a word that relates. But these three games will be in Season 3. We'll talk about those and a couple others, and we'll explain how to play. If you are a student, you will learn how to play and learn the grammar.
Another thing. Additionally, we got a lot of feedback saying that a lot of our audience really like the interviews that we did. So we're looking around. We spoke to some people who are in the game board industry and some educators, and we will be interviewing them this season as well.
Yeah, so I want to, before we go, I want to share with all of you, I want to share with you some reviews we've received from different listeners from the podcast. So the first one we have in June. So we've been on a break for about a month and a half now.
It's been nice. No.
Yeah.
We missed this, of course.
Yeah, we missed recording these episodes and talking about games with other guests. But we've had about a month and a half of summertime, and then we had some technical issues with computer problems. But this review is from June, from Jesse Dolan on iTunes. So it says, "This is a great way to learn or teach the English language. I've shared this podcast with several teachers and business managers in my circle."
Awesome.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you for that,
Keep
Jesse.
Sharing, please.
And we have another one.
From Jax Hopkins. What they say is, "I'm a big advocate for making learning as painless and fun as possible. This show definitely fits the bill."
So thank you for that one. And we have Azul from San Diego. This is such a great concept for a podcast. I think this meets a need for language learners. Fantastic. Keep it up, friends. Thank you for that, Azul. and maybe we'll do one more, and you can look and check out all the reviews on iTunes, and please leave us a review. We'd like to hear from you. And the last one.
And this one is from 100 Hot. What a fun, interesting, and educational concept with Board Gaming with English introduces to us here. I've really enjoyed listening to Dustin and Rich's show and was able to learn a lot while at the same time I was having fun. Using tabletop games is a very smart and light way to both students in the classroom and or people learning by themselves involved in the learning process. Great show. Totally recommended.
Totally recommended. All right. Well, thank you for that one too. We hope to hear from you. We have another announcement. We almost forgot. We are in the process of creating two Facebook groups. One is specifically for, again, teachers to share resources and how they help with providing game-based learning or gamification or gamifying their lessons or curriculum. Just a way to kind of share and create a community of teachers. And then also we're going to soon after start a Facebook group of English learners, and we'll hopefully post some activities that English learners can participate in as well. So that's it. Season 3 coming out next week.
Yeah, until then, we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you for listening to our Season 3 preview. If you are interested in being on our podcast, feel free to reach out to us at dr@boardgamingwithenglish.com. And as always, we love to hear from our listeners. Leave a comment on our Facebook or follow us on Twitter or Instagram. You can find us at BGE_games. All right, thank you, and we hope you tune in next week for Season 3.